Okay, our friends. So today I have some facts and some questions and some thoughts for you. And the first question is, do you know how many days there are in 1 year? Do you know? How about how many days there are in a week? Do you know that?
7 days in a week.
Yeah, there. It's 7 days in a week. That's obvious. Do you know how many days there are in the year, though?
Mm-mm.
There are 365 days in 1 year. And that's quite a few. And we're coming up on the end of 1 year, and then we'll start the cycle over again. But there's much bigger numbers than 365, right? Let's read about it. Today's story is called How Much, How Many, How Far, How Heavy, How Long, How Tall is 1,000. And this book was written by Helen Nolan and Tracy Walker. And I'm excited to read it. And so, my friends, buckle up, open your brains, and let's get to learning, shall we? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Flop.
Flop. Not Philip. Flop. I like that. Is it because you flopped down?
Flop!
All right. Meow. Beans. Have a seat, and I'll read you a story. On a clear night, away from the brightness of a city, the sky is full of stars. So many, you probably can't count them all. How many do you think there are? In the picture, we can see, oh my goodness, there's quite a few here. But if you had to count every star in the sky, could you do it? No, I don't think so.
Meow.
On a warm day, a hillside is often sprinkled with yellow dandelions. Could there be 1,000? What does 1,000 look like? If you collect 1,000 acorns and put them in a pile, the pile won't be very big, but if the 1,000 acorns grow into oak trees, well, they'll make a whole forest. 1,000 stacks. No, don't look quietly there. 1,000 sheets of paper neatly stacked make a pile about as high as 4 thick books. But if the wind blows the paper around, 1,000 sheets will litter an entire neighborhood and be really hard to pick up. 1,000 people sitting in rows will fill a small hockey arena. But if the 1,000 people are waiting to get in, the line they make will stretch out the door, down the street, and right around the block. For sure. So how much is 1,000? Is it a lot? Well, that depends. If you don't like freckles, 1,000 of them is a lot. But when it comes to hair, 1,000 isn't very many. So when it said that 1,000 hairs isn't very many on your head, that's really true, because the average human head has about 100,000 hairs on it. So you would need about 100 times that 1,000. 1,000 bricks seems like a lot. Could you build a house with them? 1,000 bricks would only make a teeny tiny house with one very small room. Would this be enough space for you? I'm gonna say probably not. I think you're gonna need more than just 1,000 bricks. What about 1,000 French fries? Could you eat all of them? Even if you loved French fries, 1,000 would be too much for one person, and you could share them. A single serving has about 40 fries. How many friends would 1,000 French fries feed? You think 400? 4? 40? You think about 40? Yeah, okay. All right. Now, how much space do 1,000 pennies take up? Could you put them in your pocket? Probably not. Even if your pocket is quite big, even if you used 2 pockets. Maybe if you used all your pockets, and maybe you were wearing one of those coats that has huge pockets. Or maybe if you borrowed your mom's or your dad's pockets and their coat. If you borrowed your mom and dad's coat, maybe they would have big enough pockets. Maybe. How far is 1,000 steps? Would you be tired if you walked that far? If you walked the bases of a regular baseball diamond, 1,000 steps would take you around 4 times. But if you ran, 1,000 steps would take you around 10 times. Now, would that make you tired? Oh, I think so. Now, how tall is a stack of 1,000 pennies? Is it as tall as you are? So a stack of 1,000 pennies is almost as tall as an 11-year-old. But a stack of 1,000 dimes would be about as tall as a 7-year-old. So how heavy are 1,000 cookies? And could you lift them? If you can lift a 2-year-old, then you could lift 1,000 Oreo cookies. But a 1,000 large oatmeal raisin cookies? That could be as heavy as an 8-year-old. Why do you suppose oatmeal raisin cookies are heavier than Oreo cookies? Raisins might be the problem. I think you're right. Sometimes 1,000 doesn't seem like very much at all, but sometimes it seems like a great many. So now that you know how much 1,000 is, what do you think 1,000 thousands would be? A million. That's right. It is a million. And numbers are all around you, and they are fun to explore and to think about and to examine how many of them you see in your life and what they are like when they're in your life. And I'm very, very pleased that we've discussed this today. So with that in mind, my friends, have yourselves a great day. And that is, say it with me, the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.